You're listening to SBS News.
The United States and Australia have consolidated their strong relationship at the annual AusMin Summit in Sydney. Foreign Minister Maurice Payne and Defence Minister Linda Reynolds meeting with their US counterparts, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and Defence Secretary Mark Esper, at the New South Wales Parliament. Speaking after the talks, Mr. Pompeo reinforced the importance of the relationship.
Let me be clear. The United States is a Pacific nation. We care deeply about what happens here, and we're here to stay. And I want all Australians to know they can always rely on the United States of America. And just as we talk about Britain as a special relationship, we think of this as an unbreakable relationship. It's grounded in our shared values of democracy, the rule of law, and human rights.
A sentiment echoed by Ms. Reynolds.
The Australia-US alliance is and continues to be our most important defence relationship, and it also remains the cornerstone of our defence and our security policies. Now, as we enter our much-discussed second century of mateship, of friendship, and also close defence cooperation, the alliance is in excellent shape and it is unbreakable.
The bilateral summit comes amid an ongoing trade war between the US and China. Dr. Esper says China is demonstrating a disturbing pattern of aggressive behaviour which can't be ignored.
This includes weaponising the global commons, using predatory economics and debt for sovereignty deals, and promoting state-sponsored theft of other nations' intellectual property. In the Indo-Pacific, power should not determine position, and debt should not determine destiny. The United States will not stand by idly while any one nation attempts to reshape the region to its favor at the expense of others. And we know our allies and partners will not either.
But despite concerns, Ms. Payne says Australia remains strongly committed to its strategic partnership with China.
I can't think of a single bilateral relationship in the world that is perfect, in which there is no point of difference on which countries might engage. It's how you deal with the differences that, of course, is very important. We both want productive relationships. It's in no one's interests for the Indo-Pacific to become more competitive or to become adversarial in character. So we work closely with our key partners, with our strongest alliance partner, the United States, and our key partner, China, to pursue those issues of stability and security and prosperity.
Australia and the US have, however, recommitted to strengthening their defence relationship in the Indo-Pacific region. Ms. Reynolds says the partnership will also assist other countries.
Today we agreed to continue working together through enhanced defence engagement and capacity building with key partners in the Pacific region. And in the Pacific, we reaffirmed our commitment to strengthen cooperation with Pacific Island partners to realise their own vision for a prosperous and secure region.
Tensions in the Gulf were also on the agenda. Mr. Pompeo reiterating a request for Australia to join a US-led coalition to ensure safe shipping through the Strait of Hormuz after Iranian forces seized several foreign tankers.
Our global cooperation has massive potential. We hope Australia will partner with us in some of the most pressing foreign policy challenges of our time, like efforts to stabilize Syria and keep Afghanistan free of terror, and confront the Islamic Republic of Iran's unprovoked attacks on international shipping in the Strait of Hormuz.
Ms. Reynolds says Australia is yet to decide whether it will take part. Amy Hall, SBS News.